We worked really hard as a team. Wasn't the prettiest of games, but we got the result and I got a clean sheet, thankfully, so I'm really delighted about that.
It's about grinding out results like that, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Swindon are a good footballing team. They're very organised. But we had every faith, especially with the away form we've got, that we'd go and get results, so everyone's happy.
What's it down to, this away form at the moment? I think you're second in the away form table right now.
It's crazy. I couldn't tell you if I had the answer. If anyone had the answer, we would rectify it. But I don't know, to be fair. I think at home, because teams know we pass the ball well and we're a very attacking team, if we don't score within the first half and we get a 1-0 lead, they get their momentum and I think they can get us on the counter-attack because we're so desperate to win. So I think going forward, we will probably be less desperate to get the win and more organised in the sense of if we don't lose, that's we just need to build a base for the home form.
Yeah, because I guess a lot of teams will come here and shut up shop a little bit. Sometimes you guys go away and do that, don't you? You can kind of play two banks and then with one man up top, which is Theo Robinson at the minute.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what we're going to have to do at home now. Maybe just build a solid base instead of trying to pass teams off the park and batter them. Just whether we nick a 1-0 here and there or don't lose, because we shouldn't be losing the games. In my opinion, we're one of the better teams in the league. And I think our keenness to win and play beautiful football has maybe cost us a few points, but we're all on the same page, so I think on Friday we'll rectify it.
It's tricky though, isn't it? Because you don't want to play defensive football on home soil. The fans don't want to see it. You guys don't want to play it. You want to be able to go out there and express yourselves.
Yeah, exactly. But ultimately, it's a results business, isn't it? So we prefer to win dirty and climb the league as opposed to play nice and lose. So I think that's what we've got to do now.
In terms of you on a personal basis, I know your contract's up very soon, isn't it? What's the latest on that situation?
Yeah, we're in talks at the moment, so we'll just see what happens, to be fair. I'm just happy I'm playing. I've played every minute of every game, so I'm just delighted with that, to be honest.
Yeah, I guess that was the main aim for you, wasn't it, when you were signing for Doncaster this year?
Yeah, just get games, get some consistent performances and see what happens, yeah.
Were you always hoping if you got enough game time that you would be able to stay around? I guess, are you happy to stay here at the Keepmore with these talks going on?
Yeah, I'm very happy. Like I said, Blaine's the main thing. Like I said, I'm just focusing on the next game and I leave my agent and the club to sort that out.
Yeah, and quite nice because Paul Dickov was telling us last week he was singing your praises, he was saying how well you'd done here and he was hoping that something would get sorted. So that must be nice to hear from your manager as well.
Yeah, definitely. He's had faith in me from day one and I appreciate that. So hopefully something can get sorted out and hopefully we can push on.
What's this time of year like as a footballer, the Christmas period?
To be honest, I enjoy it. I love playing Saturday, Tuesday, although it gets tiring, obviously, especially as a fullback. I don't like waiting Saturday to Saturday. I just want to keep playing. So some people may look at it as, oh, you get tired, but I think the more you play, the better you become.
Is it disruptive in terms of you can see all your friends and your family are all going and having a nice time and you've got to make sure you keep your work head on, haven't you, with Christmas on the way?
Yeah, I think that's irrelevant. This is my job. This is what you get paid for, so you just have to do what you do. So I don't think it's a burden. It's a positive, if anything. I love playing football, so...
Training Christmas Day as well?
But like I said, it's your job. Just get on with it.
What do you make to, I guess, how the club's going to move forwards here? Because the away form has been brilliant. You've mentioned the home form hasn't been great. What do you think that the club can be looking to try and achieve over this second half of the season? Do you still feel you can be in touch with the top six and a promotion push?
Most definitely. I think if you go player for player, there's not many teams that are better than us. Like I said, I think it's just the fine lines of maybe not being too attacking at home and trying to play pretty football and just getting the results, which we know we're capable of. We do it away from home, so why can't we do it at home? I think the fans need to stay behind us and just get a good atmosphere in the stadium. I think that gives the boys a big push. But definitely, like I said, I think we've got one of the best teams on paper. We've had a disruptive start to the season as well with like the takeover and whatnot. So hopefully we can get another player in January or whatever just to give us an extra boost and go on from there.
Do you think there was always going to be a bit of a transitional period then? When you arrived at the club, you knew what was going on in terms of the takeover and the likes. Do you think there was always going to be a bit of a period to adjust?
Yeah, definitely. I think the manager had his plans with the takeover. That didn't go through again, unfortunately. I didn't have a pre-season again coming, and I think I'm not the only one. So it takes a few games to get into the role of things. So it's going to take time, but I think we're getting there now, and I think the away performances have shown that. And if we can change the home form to match the away form, we should be on the right track to the playoffs. Yeah.
What do you make to Coventry then? What do you know about them?
To be honest, I don't really know too much. We'll see the analysis from the video and just go from there. But I believe we can win every game, and I think if we get it right tactically, they'll struggle.
They're just behind you in the table, though, so it's an important game. You can open up a bit of a gap there as well. Obviously, people will look over the shoulders, look at the bottom half of the table as well as you do at the top half. So it's an important game on that front of things.
Yeah, I tend not to look at the teams who are playing. And I think at this stage of the season, we're approaching Christmas now. Every game's a must-win, in my opinion, if we want to do what we're all on the same page to do. So we just have to keep winning, and that's the main thing.